Janice Crawford is the Chief Credit Officer at NHS Chicago. Janice, welcome to the show. Tell us about NHS.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for having me. I appreciate that. So NHS of Chicago, we are a nonprofit housing agency. We've been in Chicago doing business for over 50 years. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary in March of this year. So we're very excited to be here, just providing the opportunity of home ownership to the community that we service.
Yeah, so it's National Lending Services. And we know there's a housing crisis in this city that is quickly becoming unmanageable. And so you get people in homes, and you do that through, you know, some, I wouldn't say creative financing. I don't know what the word is in your industry is, but you give people an opportunity when sometimes they can't see an opportunity that exists. Oh, your phone kind of broke up for a second. So is that a fair assessment, or you can make any corrections you'd like to my statement?
No, Lisa, that's correct. So Neighborhood Lending Services, it's our affiliate of NHS Chicago. And so you're correct. We do focus on providing families access to safe and affordable home ownership through really creating the niche or providing or filling the void for what we see in the community is needed. So I guess you can say not necessarily alternative or, I think it's really more so about us doing traditional mortgage lending, but providing them with the subsidy that is needed. Oftentimes, the people that we service, and not just the communities of underserved communities, but those even of affluent communities, they are of need of subsidy. And so one of the things that we really do push and try to put into the market are affordable mortgage products that also can be layered with subsidy that provide that entry point to home ownership and wealth building for the people that we service.
And then I'd also read about revitalizing and helping middle class and working class families not only purchase but maintain their homes. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. So we have a really large focus on retention. We don't want to just, move a client from renting to owning, but we want to stabilize neighborhoods. That's what we want to do. We want people to love where they live. We want them to stay, build up the communities, and create retention. That's something that's so important to the longevity of the neighborhoods that we're servicing. So we have a HUD-certified housing department where we provide home buyer education. In that space, that's where we build up a lot of that work, where we educate the clients on what it looks like to maintain their home, financial literacy, building wealth along the lines of that education piece. So that's something that we really focus on at the very onset. Before we even get them into the home, we do, we build up that education piece, empowering them to understand what it takes to maintain home ownership. And then even beyond that, we do provide post-closing services. So just, again, keeping them educated, the more that we can educate, implementing that home buyer education and ensuring that they have the support that they need to stay within the home to be, clients or community impact across the board.
Yeah, what a way to stabilize neighborhoods and to help families grow and raise healthy children. I have read that there's a goal to raise $1.5 million to help 100 eligible families receive $15,000 in down payment assistance grants. Can you tell
ma'am,
me more about that?
Yes, ma'am, that's accurate. So one of the things that we like to imagine it as is, a contractor doesn't go and do work without their tools. And so us as a lender, as a housing agency, we understand that grant subsidy is a tool in today's market. Our CEO and president, Anthony Simpkins, he recently quoted an article from Redfin that subsidy has increased to about $70,000 just to get into the home now. And so what we're understanding is that what we need is that subsidy to be able to provide and close the gap for home buyers who are eligible for these opportunities, because it's most often they can afford the rent. Sometimes it's really just that reserve to make that down payment or those closing costs. So we really want to help close that gap to get them across the finish line. So much is done to get them to the finish line, but there's still those checker box that they have to get through and pass. And so our goal is to raise this fund that we can provide to those individuals that qualify that push to get past the finish line. So we are, you know, our goal is raising subsidy and, the opportunity, just to build the opportunity for individuals to be able to get into the home.
Well, and it builds generational wealth, doesn't it? So that their children then have the foundation of a home that they grew up in that someday might in some shape or form be passed on to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the things that we build in our home buyer education courses. One of the programs is called The Next Level. In that, we educate our buyers and our clients on protecting the asset, right? So much is done to get them in the home. But again, to our point earlier, we want to retain the home. We want to build the community and the neighborhood. So we're educating on estate planning, on, you know, putting the homes in trust, leaving designations for the property post-life, right? So that's something that's really big, building the wealth within, you know, from the very beginning. That's something that we're really striving to educate more people about, so that way the wealth that the, you know, family has built up over time is not lost. It ends up in the hands of the court system.
It's a big anniversary year. They are celebrating 50 years. You will find out more at nhschicago.org. Janice, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa, for having me. I want to say thank you to Marquette Bank for thinking of us as well.
Absolutely. They're doing a stunning job today, and I'm glad that you're on their list of favorites. Have a wonderful holiday season.
You do the same. Thank you.